You're listening to Orange County's only station with critical business information, Critical Mass, with your host, Rick Franzi.
Welcome to Critical Mass, the radio show. I am your host, Rick Franzi. I host this business talk show, which airs live on Tuesdays at 4 p.m. If you're listening to our show in the future as a podcast, I would encourage you to consider listening to the show live during our broadcast time, heard exclusively here on octalkradio.net. This show is brought to you by Succession Strategies and Smart Business Magazine. The goal for this show is to help you, our listening audience, to make better decisions. If you're listening to the program live today, then you have the added opportunity to participate in the conversation with both of our guests. How do you do that, you ask? Simply, I answer, and that is find the community chat room section of octalkradio.net's website. Log in. This connects you directly to one of our producers, Paul Roberts. Paul will be able to communicate with you, possibly bringing your thoughts, ideas, insights, and questions to the screen, and I might be able to work them in with one of our two guests today here on the program. If you're listening live, expecting to hear our interview with Mike Cortez, founder of Viral Booth, well, hold on, because he will be our second guest today, joining the program around 4:25 or so. Our first guest today is Julie Hudash, who is the founder and CEO of Team Kids. And I've asked her to come on the program today to share the story of Team Kids. As you may well know, Team Kids' mission is to strengthen community collaborations that empower young people to be responsible, resilient citizens with a passion for service through innovative school-based and community service programs. I've also asked Julie to join the show today to share with us the recent Innovative Thinkers Forum that was held at the Oakley World Headquarters. So it gives me great pleasure to welcome our first guest today to Critical Mass, the radio show. Julie, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Let's begin by asking you a question about yourself. Can you tell us a little bit about your background and sort of what led you to this point and to founding and running your organization, Team Kids?
Absolutely. I had a chance to do service originally as an athlete at USC. I was captain of my track team, and we did a lot of work in the inner city schools in South Central Los Angeles, and had a chance to really see the faces of kids and the excitement of kids when they had a chance to know people believed in them, and were just so excited to be inspired. And just through my professional growth, I worked in corporate America for a little while, actually for a couple large companies, and went to graduate school and did some work at a teenage runaway shelter, actually, and really was fascinated with the research and the work of working with children early on, developmentally, when that window of compassion is wide open. And young people want to save the rainforest, and they desperately want to matter and want people to believe in them. And just recognizing sometimes in society how we marginalize young people at a time when they have so much to give back. And really didn't find an organization that was doing the work that was really interesting to me, which is really, you know, creating opportunities for kids to realize how powerful they are and to make a difference in this world. They're truly, I think, the most powerful, compassionate parts of our community. And so often, again, you know, seen sort of as like problems to be managed. And so anyways, creating a program, which is Team Kids, our nonprofit, and having an opportunity to bring some really innovative programs into our public schools where kids are. I truly believe if we want to make a difference with kids, we got to show up where they are during the day. And really just excited. We just celebrated our 10-year anniversary of the Team Kids nonprofit organization, and really developing the entrepreneurship skills in kids and the innovative, you know, tapping into the innovative spirit that young people have that I think our country desperately needs, not only to inspire us as adults, but to bring that compassion to issues that need to be addressed.
When you started Team Kids,
uh-huh.
Did
Did you have the vision that 10 years in the future, this would be the organization? And tell us a little bit about what your early expectations were.
Well, I think initially, the first program we worked actually started with in Iowa and connected kids to the issue of homelessness. And the real change in our organization started in 2001 when I moved back to Irvine, California, and our first program at Vista Verde, which had us cross paths with a very young boy who was literally dying three or four times a month. He had a very rare heart defect. And I reached out to a fire captain at Orange County Fire who was trying to raise money for this little boy. And the children, the 600 children at Vista Verde, learned about this little boy who literally was dying several times a month, and sat back and witnessed these 600 kids make it their life passion at that point in their young lives to save the life of another little boy, and how these children mobilized an entire community, and witnessing what happened. They hosted a pancake breakfast with the fire department, which was covered in the Orange County Register and the LA Times. And within a very short time, money was flooding into our organization from the news coverage, and an anonymous celebrity actually donated $18,000 to help us reach the $20,000 that was needed. And another gentleman donated his pilot, the fuel, and a jet to get the little boy to the Mayo Clinic for heart surgery. And I think at that point, 10 years ago, I realized we were onto something, and something very innovative, that was not being addressed, and that is, you know, the power of our young generation, but also the power of young people to inspire and mobilize an entire community. So when I witnessed at that point 10 years ago how our business community, our public safety community, our education community were rallied around, you know, the life of one boy because of the compassion of young people, I knew at that point we had a very scalable model. We had a program with direct outcomes that could be scaled to any community that had a police department, a fire department, school, and business, businesses that are socially responsible that wanted to support this movement of adults changing the way they see kids as powerful and kids changing the way they view themselves. And so I think at that point, Rick, I realized, $35,000 raised from a group of kids, celebrity motivated, a jet donated, and a little boy's life saved. That little boy just graduated from sixth grade last year, and our founding kids are now graduating from college and choosing whether they go into nursing or the Peace Corps, going into business with a powerful social responsibility platform. And so it has really changed not only the community, certainly the direct beneficiaries, but the children, the police, the firefighters, and everyone who participates. And so I do think after that first year, I realized that we were bringing something truly unique, truly innovative, and something that was bringing very, very powerful outcomes that were needed.
That's a very strong story. I was having a goosebumps, I'll say it, as you were talking about that, and that's certainly an inspiring story as well. Let me ask you your guiding principle, and what I mean by that, Julie, is very simply, you know, you've learned a lot in your career, and you've had different experiences and lessons that you learned, but I'm wondering now in your role both as founder but also CEO of your organization, you know, what's your overarching belief system about how you're building and growing Team Kids?
I think there's several. I mean, when I think of just the integrity and everything that we do, but I would say there's definitely one overarching guiding principle that's been with us since the very beginning. And when we started as an organization with some very passionate founding board members, we didn't have a lot of money and a business plan that was in place, but we did have a guiding principle, and that was that we would do the right things for the right reasons, and resources would follow. And indeed, it's been something that's really guided us through a lot of critical decision-making that we've had to do with our programs, with expansion, with potential partners, of really just, you know, having that bar high and clearing it. You know, everything we do is for the kids. And again, doing the right things for the right reasons and knowing that resources will follow. And I mean, you know, whether that's financial, whether it's the incredible leadership that we have on our esteemed board of directors, our partnerships from police, fire, and school. And so I believe that that's been something that's kept me going, even when things have been difficult, is just knowing that we have an incredible responsibility. We're talking about working with, we've had over 50,000 children complete our month-long program in our public schools, and 100% of what kids raise, we donate to other charities. So there's a tremendous amount of responsibility when we're talking about our audience, you know, our clients, which are children, and our partners from police and fire to do the very best we can do all the time and to never jeopardize our integrity in anything we do. And I'm really proud of that. We're starting our 11th year. We've never had anyone disappointed in our work or any controversy. Again, just showing up and walking the walk and you know, working with the values that we're hoping to instill or open up in our kids. I truly believe that value's already there with kids. So I would say that doing the right thing for the right reasons and having faith that the resources will be there for this organization and the growth and expansion.
A very simple to understand and powerful guiding principle. And Julie, I would have to say we've been asking that question for a couple of years now, and that's the first time I've heard those words put together in that way, and thank you for sharing your guiding principle with our audience.
Oh, thank you.
We're going to take our first sponsorship break. When we come back, I'm going to ask you about a current challenge that's facing Team Kids, and if you could explain the challenge and how it's affecting your organization and what you're kind of doing about it, I think that would be very insightful as well. So we'll be back with Julie Hudash of Team Kids. But first, let's listen to these words from our sponsors.
Smart Business Network is a business-to-business multimedia company providing insight, advice, and strategy for C-level executives of fast growth, middle market, and large companies. As one of the nation's largest publishers of local management journals, under the Smart Business name, Smart Business Network publishes 19 regional print editions, presents dozens of large and small-scale business conferences and award programs, and produces a vibrant interactive digital media presence. For more information, visit us at www.sbnonline.com.
There's something happening out there today. All across America, we're seeing encouraging signs of economic recovery. Businesses are once again thinking about new growth, and new opportunities are emerging. But it raises the question, is your company positioned to take full advantage of the economic recovery and the opportunities it presents? Maybe it's time to ask, how has the recession impacted your business model? Is your business as relevant as it once was? Should you consider entering new markets or expanding into new categories? And what do customers really value about their relationship with you? The golden thread through all these questions and the answer to each and every one of them can be found in just one place. Your brand. It's much deeper than your logo and much bigger than your advertising. Your brand is the enabler of your entire business strategy. Rikus Baird is a brand strategy firm that can help. They specialize in business branding. They've helped hundreds of companies from startups to Fortune 500 leverage their brands to drive growth. They can do the same for yours. It's really quite simple. Find out more, just visit brandingbusiness.com. That's www.brandingbusiness.com. And plant the seed for economic growth.
Welcome back to Critical Mass, the radio show. Julie Hudash, founder and CEO of Team Kids, is our first guest today. Before the break, we said we're going to ask you about a challenge facing the organization. Can you think of one?
Yes, I mean, I think that the challenges that Team Kids faces isn't that different than a lot of the for-profits that are out there. Certainly the recession has an impact. I think some of the, you know, our scalability, we have more demand for our programs than we have capacity to deliver. So, you know, I think that the economy has been a challenge. And one of the things I think about Team Kids, you know, there's really two big differences between Team Kids as a nonprofit and a for-profit. And, you know, one is our tax designation. Certainly we're a 501c3, which means people can make donations to Team Kids. but also our bottom line. We don't count our bottom line in profit and dollars, but really in numbers of lives that we've changed and impacted. And so our organization has grown tremendously during these years in the recession. We've doubled the programs we've delivered at a time when the economy's been really hard. So I think sometimes the challenge is knowing the demand for our program, our school-based program, which is the Teen Kids Challenge, this five-week program in our public schools, and the demand for school districts to want us to be there and to connect with corporations and businesses to help us deliver that program into our public schools. So I would say, you know, that would be the challenge, and again, not that different than a lot of companies, for-profit or nonprofit, are facing. We bring our programs into the public schools at no charge, and we bring programs to schools at no charge. And kids raise a lot of money for charities that they choose on their own, and 100% of the money raised is given to charity. So we believe at Team Kids that leadership shouldn't have a price tag, so it is through our corporate partners, such as Wells Fargo and Oakley and Starbucks, a lot of our corporate partners that fund this engine of bringing these programs in that truly are inspiring our next generation of entrepreneurs and philanthropists and leaders. And so that would be the biggest challenge is meeting the needs of growth and not jeopardizing on our programs to say, you know what, we are going to start charging for our programs and realize that we might not make it into some lower economic communities that might not be able to fund them. And so I would say that would be the biggest challenge. Luckily, we have an esteemed board of directors. We have 20 incredible board members that represent the business, government, police, fire, education, executives from all those different agencies or, you know, types of companies. And so we're really fortunate to have the leadership that we have, and that's how we're leveraging some new opportunities that are coming our way currently to meet the demand.
It's a common challenge for nonprofit organizations that the more people that want their services, the more they need to be able to afford to deliver their services. It's sort of the backwards model of a for-profit business where your clients are paying your way, and here are your clients, if you want to think of them that way, the people that you're benefiting, they are not paying for the services, so you have to go out and find other means. And it's encouraging to hear how you've thoughtfully built your board and you have the community involvement. Speaking of community involvement, I had the pleasure to attend a part of, and I know that it was a significant event here in Orange County that happened recently, which was your first Innovative Thinkers Forum. I'm wondering if you could describe to the audience the inspiration for that event, and then give us some highlights of what those who were able to attend experienced that afternoon and evening.
Absolutely. We took a step back as a board and some just like our really incredible executive leadership and thought strategically, what can we do that can impact the bottom line of this organization? And one thing that plays into that I just want to say briefly is our program, which costs us about $1,200 to implement in a school, a five-week program, actually raises about $6,000 worth of resources to the community, what children raise. And so we stepped back and thought, okay, this is such an investment in our kids and an investment in our community. How do we fund this? And we've been really blessed to have an incredible partnership and friendship with the Baden family, Colin Baden being the CEO of Oakley and the architect of this incredible venue in Foothill Ranch, the Oakley World Headquarters. And so we were thinking of how to have an event that's different than any other event, that doesn't have to be a gala. You don't have to rent a tux. And to have something that we could set the bar really high and clear. And so we decided to have this Innovative Thinkers Forum and bring together some of the most innovative leaders at our top companies and create an event that was a really incredible business mixer, and also provide this panel or forum, if you will, that would provide a very unique peek into the leaders behind these companies. And so we were able to bring together just an incredible group of leaders, the CEO of Oakley, of Vizio, the COO of Kaiser, and the co-founder of Blizzard, and created a panel that had questions that weren't so much just things that could be answered while hiding, not hiding, but, you know, representing as CEO. They were about, you know, what were your biggest failures? Who inspired you when you were young? And we cleared the bar in terms of the vision of the program to really give everybody there a gift to go away with, some inspiration, some insight in business, some great connections made at our business mixer, and to just have a lot of fun. And I think that that event delivered on our vision.
And I say it was the first Innovative Thinkers. Is it the last Innovative Thinkers Forum? Or what did you learn from that? And what did the attendees say? And what are your plans for the future, if you can share those with us?
Absolutely. We've had tremendous feedback about the event. People have said this was the most valuable event they've been at in terms of a corporate setting, but also one that provided, again, just such an opportunity to meet a lot of people. We had an incredible guest list of a lot of C-level guests and principals, but we also had, you know, our police chief, fire chief. We had, you know, government leaders and community leaders and stakeholders in Team Kids. And one of the remarks that was so neat when we left, our police chief in Irvine, Chief Maggard, actually was our keynote speaker, which was really interesting at a business event to have a police chief get up and open the panel. And it was just wonderful to talk about, you know, our collaborative partners and partnerships and how we're supporting kids. But when he left, he shared, he said, you know, I knew this evening was going to be amazing. I didn't expect it to be extraordinary. And I felt like that really captured the feel. So we had our inaugural one May 17th at Oakley, and we're actually working on our second Innovative Thinkers Forum, which is going to take place October 17th at Edwards Life Sciences campus here in Irvine. And CEO Mike Masalam is actually going to be our host CEO, and we're working on the panel. But it will be different than our first one, but I guarantee you it's going to be every bit as fabulous.
Well, that's exciting, and I'm sure that people will be able to learn more about that from your website, which we're going to get to after you answer this brief question, and that is, what's the future hold for Team Kids?
We have a very ambitious strategic plan, and our goal really is to have this model, which we've worked so hard over the last 10 years to perfect, to scale this model to all communities that have a police department, a fire department, public schools, and business, so that we really have an opportunity to create the next generation of leaders and philanthropists and entrepreneurs that are truly ready to understand and tackle the issues that are facing all of us. And so we're going to be expanding into Long Beach, our school program, our Team Kids Challenge program, into communities with different demographics that we've had. So we'll be looking for corporate partners there. And really just preparing for online training and ways for this program to really scale to new communities and inspire the kids in those communities as leaders in their community. And really, it's a community reinvestment model with business and leaders to elevate children and give them a chance to tackle issues in their community while also solving issues, you know, taking care of their own animal shelter, filling their own food pantry. And so we're looking for an incredible growth curve, which we're very excited about, certainly ready for our next Innovative Thinkers Forum. And we'll actually be launching a lemonade project over 4th of July weekend. We're inviting children everywhere and businesses to host a lemonade stand with 100% of the money to support our troops through the Semper Fi Fund. So that's our next project, and we're looking forward to having businesses and individuals want to get involved and really help in this collaboration to help kids realize what a big difference they can make.
Very inspiring and exciting work. So how does someone learn more about your organization? What's your website?
Absolutely. Our website is just teamkids.org, so teamkids.org. They can also call our office as 949-861-4887. And then we also have Team Kids Facebook and Twitter, and even our Team Kids bus. We have a 50-year-old school bus that's now our mascot out in the community. The Team Kids bus even has its own Facebook page.
Julie, I know you're tremendously busy. I want to thank you for making time to be our guest here on Critical Mass, the radio show, and I wish you and your organization continued success and, you know, support for the great work you're doing in the community and with the students and kids. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Rick.
All right. Julie Hudash, founder and CEO of Team Kids, was our first guest here on Critical Mass, the radio show today. As I said at the top of the show, if you've tuned in to listen to my guest, Mike Cortez, who is founder of Viral Booth, well, then just hold on because Mike will be our guest. But first, we're going to take a break and listen to these words from our sponsors.
Can we talk about your family business? You know, that thing you put your whole life's blood, sweat, and tears into? Well, what happens when you retire or try and pass that business on to your children? At Succession Strategies, we can help you find the answers. We'll guide you through the unsettling process of protecting your family legacy and successfully passing your business on to the next generation, safely and securely. Ensuring that it'll both survive and thrive for generations to come. So ask yourself just one question. Can I really afford to wait? Take the first step. Take our complimentary self-assessment at successionstrategies.com or call us at 714-560-9022 to set up a free consultation at your convenience. That's succession-strategies.com. Succession-strategies.com. Succession planning for your family's continued success.
Use the Premier Rewards Gold Card from American Express, the rewards points can keep on multiplying. Buy three with triple points on airfare. Buy two with double points on gas and groceries. And a single point for pretty much every other dollar you spend on the card. Then, start choosing from over a million rewards to redeem all those points. Apply today and the annual fee for the first year is on us. Call 1-800-AXP-GOLD or visit AXPGold.com. The annual fee for the card is $175. See terms, conditions, and restrictions at AXPGold.com.
This is the sound of a flat-screen television hurled off a building. Now the new bike your kid wants. These are the things you could have, all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Use Energy Star light bulbs and appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Critical Mass, the radio show. I am your host, Rick Franzi. And if you were waiting to hear my guest with Mike from Viral Booth, well, guess what? I brought Mike on the show to discuss his latest venture, Viral Booth. Viral Booth is connecting photo booths with social media. This innovative new idea is perfect for weddings and birthdays. I saw it at an association function, and it was the hit of the party. People were waiting in line for their opportunity to experience Viral Booth. You know, Mike's firm is bringing the internet and social media to photo booths, which frankly haven't changed much since they were invented in the 1950s. That is, until now. And so let's turn our attention and say, welcome to Critical Mass, the radio show, Mike.
Hi, thanks for having me, Rick.
Let's begin
talking with you again.
Let's begin by looking at your background. Tell us what you were doing that kind of brought you up to the point where you were inspired to create the firm Viral Booth. What's your background?
Well, what haven't I done? I have had a lot of jobs selling products that I really didn't believe in. I was a loan officer for a while back in the early 2000s when the market crashed. I sold a lot of different products, and I just really didn't have a passion for what I did. And funny thing is, I had always had a passion for flying. So I said, you know, I'm going to go into the Army. I'm going to try to fly some helicopters. I think that'd be a lot of fun. And I signed on the dotted line and went into the Army. And it was crazy. Actually, within the first 12 months, I had to have surgery on my stomach. I had a lot of procedures done on my stomach, and they thought I was too expensive. So they medically discharged me after about 12 months. And I came back just crushed, bummed out. I had hit my low. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I knew I didn't want to sell some crummy products. But my dad, he actually is a comedian, and he was telling me that he has seen a lot of photo booths starting to appear at different events, and this was about 5 years ago. And I thought it was a great idea. I said, what do you mean? And he was like, you know, the guests would just be able to go into the photo booth and take pictures and print out photo strips, much like little party favors, so they can take them home. And I went to a wedding shortly thereafter, and I saw a photo booth there, and I just fell in love with the idea. I thought it was fantastic. And I knew I had to get into that business, and I actually bought a photo booth 2 weeks later. And I hit the ground running and actually started up this photo booth company out in Phoenix, and we were doing over 100 events a month, 100 events a year, and I was just having a blast. We, you know, added to our photo booth collection and everything, but I ended up seeing a lot of people just going out and buying the same photo booth that I had. You know, I mean, it's one of those things that you can just recreate. So like a lot of people were just going out and buying traditional photo booths and renting them out in my area and competing in the same market. And I knew something had to change, and I'd taken a look at a photo booth company, you know, photo booths, and realized that they haven't changed since the 50s anyway. So I was, you know, now that everybody's using Facebook and Twitter and email and text messaging, I knew I had to do something. So went to work, and here we are today.
Okay, now that brings us up to this exciting new innovation. And the for those people on our newsletter, our Critical Mass Weekly newsletter, the title and the subject was Innovative Thinkers. That's because our first guest, Julie Hudash, had her Innovative Thinkers Forum. And we're talking with Mike about the innovation that he brought to the traditional photo booth. So tell us what's different about a viral booth photo booth.
Well, pretty much exactly how it sounds. We can make things go viral from inside the photo booth. I've added multiple different features within the photo booth software that allow guests to go interact with our kiosks or our booths, and they can take photos much like a traditional photo booth, but we also allow the option to record video messages from inside the booth. So if we're running these out for a wedding or a birthday, or I mean, there's hundreds of different events. It's crazy how many different events there are out there. But the guest can actually record a video message for the host, and at the end of the night, all the photos and videos are given to the host of the party, so they can have those for fun or for blackmail. But the other neat component inside the photo is the ability to share the photos or the videos on Facebook or Twitter. You can even email the photos or videos to your email address, or even text them right to your phone. You just input your number on the screen, and it'll actually shoot you a text message with the photos or the video right there from the spot. The neat thing about these Facebook posts is the ability to actually tag them at a particular event. So if it's at a wedding or a you know, bar mitzvah or any kind of birthday party, we can actually tag, like, let's say, Tim and Karen's wedding. So that way, when people are at their event and they upload to Facebook, it'll actually show where they are. So when their friends see it, they can click on that post and see their friends' pictures from right there. Now, the neat thing about that and the ability to do that, to manipulate the tagline within the Facebook post, is the marketing potential. In fact, right now we have booths out there that are working with companies that want to help build their social media, their social media exposure, like on Facebook and Twitter. So that way, when, you know, they have an event like a trade show or anything like that, they can have us come out, and guests would be able to take pictures, upload to Facebook, and it would tag them at their company. we can even do it in the software where they like that particular business on Facebook since they're already logged in, or follow them on Twitter since they're already logged into the Twitter account right there. So there's a lot of neat marketing potential with Viral Booth.
And so I have to ask you, because I met you at an event where you were helping people to experience a Viral Booth. What have you learned from those experiences about people's reaction to your product?
I have never had one negative reaction, actually. That's the beautiful part about this business. Everybody just has fun with it. You're taking pictures. Everybody loves to take pictures. There are definitely experiences that you have in the business aspect that, helps you grow as an entrepreneur. But as far as Viral Booth, I've had a lot of positive feedback, and we're really excited to see that.
We're going to take our final, I knew it started with an F, our final sponsorship break, Mike. And when we come back, I'm going to ask you to talk about a current challenge that you're facing in moving Viral Booth to the next level. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go through that conversation and a few more questions in the time that we have left here on Critical Mass, the radio show. But first, we're going to take this break for these sponsorship messages.
If you are an Orange County business executive, this message is for you. Do you ever feel isolated with no place to turn for advice or feedback? Who holds you accountable to your commitments in your company? Where do you find the right resources to help you and your company grow? If you have these questions, then Critical Mass for Business might be the answer for you. Critical Mass for Business is committed to helping you make better decisions. These are groups of peers running businesses just like you, providing a great sounding board to test ideas and concepts, review plan and goals, and present issues and opportunities for discussion. The result is improved strategy, accountability, people, and execution skills. If you are interested in learning more, go to www.criticalmassforbusiness.com. and learn more about our executive peer group.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. And at the end of the day, the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. So United Way is asking you to make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge now at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Critical Mass, the radio show. Mike Cortez is my guest. He is the founder of Viral Booth. Before the break, I suggested we're going to talk about a current challenge that you're facing, taking Viral Booth to the next level. Can you share that challenge with us, Mike?
Well, I think a major challenge with Viral Booth has been the fact of changing the idea or the perception of the photo booth. The photo booth has been around since the 50s. I mean, they've done the same thing for 60 some odd years. And it's challenging to kind of change the expectation of our users. They really don't know anything different besides going in and pushing a button and having a countdown and three pictures take, and then it prints out two photo strips. So our big main challenge is to differentiate ourselves from traditional photo booths. That is definitely the number one challenge.
Can you think of or share with our audience what you're doing that is help? How are you doing that then? How are you addressing that challenge and trying to mitigate it from, affecting your growth curve?
Yeah, we have been doing a lot of trade shows, just trying to get it out there, really. I mean, as long as a guest interacts with a Viral Booth, then they completely understand. It's so user-friendly. They walk up to it. They see how it works. They take pictures, and then it says, what do you want to do? Do you want to upload to Facebook or Twitter? It's funny because the younger generation, I mean, I could bring this viral booth to a bunch of 8-year-olds and show them, just set it in front of them, and they can just breeze right on through it. But the big thing is just getting this out to the public so they can see how it works. We've been trying to do a lot of, we're called viral boosts. So what we want to do is do viral videos to showcase how this works and how much fun it can be at your event or for your, you know, how beneficial it could be for your business. We can drive a lot of traffic to your Facebook site, to your Twitter site. We can gather data from your clients or from the customers that are using your viral booth. There's several different things that we can do. The big thing is just getting it out there, marketing.
The good news is that when people see it, they understand it. The bad news is they need to, right now it feels like for some segment of the population, they need to see it to understand it. And for those of us, you know, on the front end of the business and marketing, that can be an expensive and time-consuming proposition.
It can be.
Present a little bit of a challenge to scaling the business. Mike?
Yeah, it can be. The beautiful part about Viral Booth is that a lot of this markets itself. If you treat your customer right and the end user right, they're definitely going to share this with their friends. Now, if you treat them wrong, obviously they share it with 10 times more friends. But the nice thing about this, when they use it and they upload to Facebook, their friends are seeing their posts and they're seeing that they're having fun with Viral Booth. It shows in that post that it is taken by a Viral Booth. In fact, all the pictures and videos that are taken from that particular event or that particular kiosk, they also upload to our website into these galleries instantly. In fact, if it's a private event, we can even password protect those particular galleries so not everybody and the brother can go onto the website and see every picture or video that was taken at your event. But with that ability, the guests would upload to Facebook and their friends would click on that picture to view it, and it would redirect them to our website where they can see their friends' 3 pictures, and they can, if they want to see all the pictures from that event, they click on the button. So we're bringing a lot of traffic to our website, which is beautiful. So the Viral Booth is actually marketing itself. The big challenge is just getting the booths out there. You know, if they're sitting in our warehouse, they're not making, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense for us. We've got to have them out there.
That's an interesting observation about passive, if you will, user-generated marketing. By being a part of their social media platforms, predominantly Facebook, and driving traffic back to either the event so that the person that's having the event, people outside the immediate venue feel like they're connected to it, but also driving traffic back to you is a very inexpensive, if not free, opportunity to drive marketing traffic for your and awareness for your product. That is taking advantage of the power of social media to not only give something of value to the event organizer, whether it be a social function or a business function, but also back to your business model, which is great. And I am amazed at what a large segment of our population are really in tune with each other's activities by virtue of Facebook postings and communications on Facebook. It really is a real-time ability for people to stay connected.
It is amazing, and everybody wants to see what's going on with their friends and where they're hanging out. And, you know, I mean, let's say we're at a bar or something, and we're at a wedding, and we take pictures with our phones and we upload it to Facebook. Well, that doesn't really show where you are unless you tag yourself at that particular event or write a comment about that, and then you're kind of stuck on your phone. With this, it's a little more interactive. You and a bunch of friends can jump into the Viral Booth and actually take pictures, and when you upload to Facebook, you can even go back on, you know, later on down the road and actually take a look at these pictures, go to the gallery on our website, and you can write comments about that picture, and it's kind of like your own little Facebook page for that particular event. It's a blast.
So talk to us about the future. Final question, other than asking for your website, which we'll get to after you answer this question. But as the founder of the company, you're putting a lot of energy and effort into growing this business. We're going to have you back on Critical Mass at some point in the future, Mike. What's the future hold for you and your firm?
Well, we continue to grow very, very, very quickly. Our main goal is to capture every market. We sell these as independent business owner opportunities where individuals can actually purchase a booth and get this out in their market. They purchase the booth. We license the software out, so all the pictures end up going to the same website. So that way we can have booths, let's say in China, and you want to check out a party that's going on in China. You can just go on our website and actually see different events that are happening. You know, you can look in the public galleries or the private galleries. It's a blast. So our main goal is to just sell these booths and get them out there in the market and have them work and have all of our independent business owners make money and have fun. And we really just want the end user to have fun with our product. And, you know, we want the photo booth experience to be free for the end user. Right now, people just can't justify why they would pay $5 in a photo booth when they can just take pictures with their cell phone and upload them to Facebook and Twitter and email. They just can't justify why they would do that. So we want to make sure that the photo booths are free for the end user. And we can do that because of social media.
Interesting. There's another opportunity where technology gives you a different business model than a non-viral booth-enabled photo booth. How does someone find you online? What's your website, Mike?
Our website is viralbooth.com. You can go on there and check out different galleries and see our different locations that we're in. We're actually also in the process of revamping the website, which is going to be coming out at the end of the month. A little more social media, integrated with social media a little more. That's our website. To get in contact with us as far as purchasing a booth or expanding the business, our email address is business@viralbooth.com. To book an event, if you have a wedding or a birthday party that you want to have Viral Booth at, you can shoot us an email at events@viralbooth.com. And our phone number is 949-391-6340.
I've enjoyed learning more about your product, your market positioning, and the disruptive technology that really you're bringing to this marketplace. And as an entrepreneur, a fellow entrepreneur, I'm encouraged by your success and wish you continued growth and success with Viral Booth. Thanks for being a guest on Critical Mass, the radio show, and kind of welcome to our business community here at Critical Mass, the radio show.
Thank you so much, Rick, for having me. I appreciate it.
Have a good day.
Talk to you again. Take care.
I think that is an exciting example, ladies and gentlemen, of an entrepreneur looking at a product and saying, how can I make it better or maybe more relevant in today's environment? Or certainly, how can I deliver more value for the users of the technology? And certainly, I've been in photo booths, as we all have, and they're a lot of fun. And having experienced the Viral Booth, where not only can you do that, but you can share it quickly. It was even more of a kick. It was the kind of thing that after you were in there the first time, then you wanted to go back and do it again because you sort of got your feet wet and you sort of knew what to expect. So it is contagious that way. For those of you that are followers of Critical Mass New Media Division, I didn't want to end today's program without saying Critical Mass TV show has launched its first episode. It is available for viewing today on many different outlets. Easiest way to find it is just go to www.criticalmassforbusiness.com. Find our new media section. Find our TV show page. And there you'll see a link to the June 11th interview. I'm very excited to have this other new media offering, Internet TV shows, which we're working on and in production for several more shows. We're going to be regularly broadcasting not only Critical Mass, the radio show, Critical Mass Coast to Coast, which can be heard live at 3 p.m. on Thursdays on octalkradio.net. Our soon-to-be-launched Critical Mass nonprofit show, which actually airs its first episode live here tomorrow on octalkradio.net at 4 p.m. Don't miss it, as well as our Critical Mass TV show. The media aspect of Critical Mass for Business continues. The new media aspect of Critical Mass for Business continues to grow and be well received by the Orange County business community. If you know of a leader who would like to be on one of our platforms, please contact me, and my contact information is available on our website. This is Rick Franzi saying, until the next time we have a chance to talk, here's hoping that all of your decisions move your business in a positive direction.
You've been listening to Critical Mass, the radio show, only on octalkradio.net.